Chris Brown will be calling the Bills-Ravens game Sunday in Baltimore on WGR. His appearance this morning brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. Equitable Advisors, thinking about today and planning for tomorrow. Well, Chris, the Bills have had the Ravens' number of late, from the 2021 playoffs to the comeback game, that rain game in 2022. What is different with the Ravens this year?
In a word, or maybe two words, Derrick Henry. They have a power rusher who, you know, has two rushing titles to his credit, has a 2,000-yard rushing season on his resume. He is a handful, to say the least. And the Bills have had success when facing Derrick Henry back when he was with Tennessee, and they've had success defending Lamar Jackson. Defending both of them at the same time is the challenge this time around, so it requires probably a very different kind of game plan.
Yeah, what you said right there, I have to admit, scares me. You know, the both of them dealing with the two very different, right, kind of rushing threats. You know, one speed and shifty, and the other is going to run you over, maybe, if you let him. You mentioned we've had success in the past defending Derrick Henry, defending a lot of these big running backs, not letting them have big days on the ground. Yet it seems like at times if they keep working at it, they're bound to bust one through and ruin your day.
Right, and then we have the added element of weather, because the remnants of the hurricane are expected to be hanging over Baltimore. There's a 70% chance of rain throughout the day. And it is a grass field, so if it becomes a muck-it-up type game, that's right up Derrick Henry's alley.
But the last time we played Baltimore in the rain, it ended in our favor, right?
That's right. It always seems like there's some kind of precipitation when we travel down there. It's pretty crazy.
Offensive coordinator Joe Brady has been getting lots of praise from fans this week. What is it that has made the offense so effective? It's really clicking.
Yeah, I think it's a combination of a few things. First, yes, Joe Brady has done a good job of scheming up things to devise ways to get players open. I think he might have, I don't know this, but I would suspect that devoid of a true number one receiving option and players that have been in a system for year over year, like the Bills have had the last several years, you know, they had four new receivers in the room, and I think maybe he put some pressure on himself to really devise some ways to scheme players open, not knowing for certain if they were going to be able to create separation by themselves. And what we've seen is some fantastic calls, some wide open players, and good execution by the players themselves to make good on those plays. I think also we've seen a maturation in Josh Allen. Every time we think he's kind of reached his peak, he hits another level. And I think what he's doing exceptionally well is managing risk and reward. I mean, I think we can all probably count on two hands through the course of previous seasons where Josh wants to make the difficult play downfield and get it all in one play. And last week, there was one play in particular where for a brief millisecond, he thought about chucking a 40-yard pass down the field on a low percentage play, and instead checked it down to James Cook and got 15 yards of first down, and the drive went on, and they eventually did score. And I think that's taking a page a little bit out of the Patrick Mahomes playbook. I think the best thing that Mahomes does is he chooses the smarter play, you know, over the glorified play, and that's why he's been so successful. So I'm hoping that Josh Allen is taking a page out of that book.
How much of that smart decision-making is due to the offensive line? How great they've been, Chris, over the last 2 years? You know, I think last week we were talking about the big problem with Jacksonville, their front four, and how they really do have a good defense. And multiple times Monday night, I'm sitting there thinking, like, he's got enough time to make a sandwich back there. Like, he's got all the time in the world. The pass protection has been tremendous.
Yeah, they actually lead the league in pass protection right now. And, yes, you're right. I don't even think Josh got touched. I mean, he rolled out of the pocket a few times, but he was never under major duress. This is a defensive line in Baltimore that does not get pressure all that often either, at least through the first three games. They usually have had to resort to the blitz to put pressure on opposing quarterbacks. I mean, Dak Prescott last week. Granted, in a comeback effort, threw for almost 380 yards. So they are worst in the league against the pass, and they've given up 17 plays of 20 yards or more. And head coach John Harbaugh says the reason for that is we have yet to marry the pass rush with our coverage on the back end. It's been a problem for them. They have a brand new defensive coordinator, 31-year-old Zach Orr, who is the second youngest coordinator in the league, and they haven't pulled it all together just yet.
You know, Eric Wood told us that Josh's hand may be forcing him to make better decisions. Do you think the injury might be a blessing in disguise?
That's an interesting theory. I want to believe that I saw some of those decisions before the injury, but we only have about three quarters of a game to go on, right? So, yeah, that's an interesting theory. I think he has to be more judicious with his decisions to take off and run and not expose that hand to further injury. So if you want to make that argument, I'll listen to that. But as far as his passing game decisions, I think those are – I'm going to give Josh credit for just maturing as a decision maker. But, yeah, when he takes off and runs, yes. We've seen him slide early a couple of times to avoid contact, earlier than we're used to seeing him, when very often he's got no problem jumping over somebody or trying to run right through them.
Yeah, but at times it seems, and I guess this is good news, you're questioning whether or not the injury is impacting him that much. Because, right, he's not at all, and we saw this on Monday night, he's not hesitant to break off the run when he sees fit. You know, I think there was at least one or maybe two plays where it got the ball and immediately took off running down the middle. There's no hesitation there. At the same time, you look at some of those early slides and say, is that the hand injury doing that or something? Do we have any, you know, update or any idea how much the injury might be hampering him, and, you know, if it's healing or staying the same, getting worse?
Yeah, really hard to know. They're kind of mum on that subject. He's been a full participant in practice, so it hasn't limited him in any way. As Josh himself said, it'll be fine, and it's a long way from my right hand. So I don't think he's going to let it impact his playing status, his practice status. That's just who Josh is. And, yeah, I mean, look, he's had some nicks and some bumps and some injuries that we find out at the end of the season were far worse than we ever anticipated. He tends to play through those things as best he can.
I love that, Chris. That's a captain right there. You remember that Herb Brooks, right? The broken leg, it's a heck of a long way from the heart. It's Josh Allen. The left hand, it's a long way away from my right hand.
Yeah, that was the actual quote he referenced. He just made it his own with left hand, right hand.
All right. Hey, Chris, we'll be listening Sunday night. Thanks for joining us this morning.
All right. Enjoy the game.